Thank you.
I wrote about it this morning. I don't think we'll take time to read it. I just kind of scanned over it because you need to begin to put your thoughts into focus. You see, there is nothing terribly important about spelt recipes. So as we began to coalesce the paper, maybe for a while you have to leave out the spelt recipes, but there is going to be a day when on Thursday, when the cooking section is supposed to be in the paper and Molly Brown goes turning back and it's missing, she rightfully should be upset. Because that means that they are using the paper for what it's supposed to be used for. Information. Humor is a part of the information. You must break up the writings or the mind goes to sleep. The New American View with Marchetti. He cannot afford to publish his and yours. And you say, well, we can't even afford to publish ours. What are we talking about? That's why there has to be a commonality of mind focus. If he does not go in the hole, if you can double whatever he is making now for his survival needs, let's put it down where we can look at it. If we're going to do a motion picture for $40 million, and you just give Wally Gentleman $80 million, he isn't going to worry about his income, is he? Well, all right for you, but what are we going to do? We are going to get the $80 million. Do you hear me? I am not interested in the return. We are going to create the $80 million. We will always have the paperwork. We will always have the diagram. We will always have the blueprint. And whatever comes back in profits above your wonderful living standard. I am not talking gutter, people. Do not insult God and your creative capability by doing that. I want a nice soft chair when I show up crammed into a 7-foot body. Confound it. I can create your blasted gold. I don't need to be uncomfortable. You have a mind God gave you. Use it. Well, I do every day. Yes, you say. Well, did I brush my teeth? Let's see if I had breakfast. I better count my calories. I'm not interested in your calories. I only am interested to the extent you are distracted by it. I need a team, and I need a team when I need a team. I don't need somebody who on the second day is going to pass out on me because there's not a free calorie to be used for energy. Now, there is a limit to that. When you are 700 pounds, it takes too much to move you around. So let's please go down the middle of this thing. I don't want you focused on those things. Let's try this week getting focused on enough to start this motion picture. And then we need to begin when there is a good substantial foundation and it isn't just words over a telephone. Then we really have a plan and we go into motion. And Rick, whoever, I cannot do it because already I'm that crazy ET. And you don't need to have that distraction. Ed Young, Rick Martin, we are absolutely filled up, Victor. Can we? We got the money. We are tired of rewriting information. And you began to gear up. I don't care if you have to put out a morning and an evening edition eventually. I'm not going to ask John Coleman to give up the World Review. Why would I do that? Why would he do that? But if I pay him for that paper, and he merges his information into your paper, he will have his entire section. It may be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It may be a little bit every day. It doesn't matter. You can work out those details. You go for the ones that bring forth the proper information. And you coalesce those mailing lists. And get the funding big enough in the beginning that you can give those papers away. And you give them away to everyone you can get on any mailing list. Well, we may be talking about $2 million. Get 10 and do it and quit bitching at me. I want each of you, to have whatever it is you would like to live in. Just keep your name off the paperwork. I want you to live comfortably, happily. If you want a roommate, get a roommate. Don't do it because you can't survive otherwise. You go for what is right, feasible, reasonable, and what another would like to emulate. And I want you to do it in such a way that when you fill out your food stamp form, it's truth. And anybody who thinks you don't need to do it that way, and I don't need to read all that stuff that commander says, I'm just going to be here and I'm going to do God's work and I'm going to participate, but I draw the line at reading all this or doing all this. Do not come to me for help when you are in trouble. Does everybody hear me? It is a gross distraction. You may come to me, not through this source. I prefer you go to the one that you claim answers all of your prayers. That better not be Yorgos Seres Hatton. Yorgos Seres Hatton is a fleet commander. If you want to talk to God, go inside yourself and get him. You know why you don't do it? Because that is responsibility. Oh, God. You mean you want me? Well, you're the one who asked. You mean you want me to go solve your problem? Yes, sir. Forget it. Mankind does not understand what has happened to him. You don't know who you are. You have forgotten who you are. And they have trained you now to be nothing. Accept nothing. Drift along as nothing. You don't give them any trouble. They can bump you off. They can strip you naked. And you let them. And yet, as an energy form, it only takes one, but one alone, one fragment against this mass of thought coalesced coming at it has got to be very, very strong. And why would you do it when you've got all of each other and it is the time of sorting? So Jason Brent doesn't want to play in this game. Then leave him alone. I suggest you leave him alone anyway, but don't worry about it. You do not go out there and lasso someone around the neck and then drag them in. I don't care if you're married to them. Leave them alone. And maybe when they see that things are going really pretty good, they'll come fast enough. Don't worry about that. Don't get distracted by the planned distractors. If we get the major writers of newspress focusing on getting the information, you will have less repetition, but more input regarding each subject. When you get into the different frequencies and the different energy forms, you don't need 14 incorrect tachyon energy papers. You need one valid one. And then you need contributions from ones who will establish that as a valid use. And a lot of us are going to have to spend a lot of time in meetings. My goodness, man of earth must meet a lot. And meet and meet and meet and meet and meet, and then we'll meet and discuss it some more, and then we better have a conference. And well, I really don't believe that I trust this one. And, you know, sit in the midst with God in their presence, who can wipe them out and vanish them in a second, and they're going to quarrel over whether they let Ron Jackson out this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Because he may tell. Tell what? I haven't left much untold. They only just discovered it this month, didn't they? Well, now they've got their research teams going back through the contacts. Now we're not going to let him out till we see what all that big boy said. Well, I think maybe we will. We'll get him out. For one thing, it's a good experience for all of you. Just like the one in Leavenworth, Kansas, they're going to let him out soon because it is not worth it to them to keep him. And these people do come up, some of them, like governors for re-election. Now, the biggie problem that you've got with the committee are the dirty hands. In law, you call it dirty hands. They're all filthy dirty. The major, major money resource has been drugs. And they go wherever the money is. That's where the power comes. And a lot of things are happening this week. You don't just have a committee, a congressional hearing going on, but guess what? They brought forth Whitewater, guess what? We'll begin to have these hearings. We're not going to do anything. But we'll have these little Whitewater hearings at the same time your banking commission is trying to get you on the gold standard. So we have to devote 2/3 of the day to Mr. Clinton's Whitewater escapades. While really Mr. Gonzalez needs to be working on the evaluation of the currency exchange. Don't underestimate the shrewdness of the fox in this hen house. So, you would say, well, why doesn't Mr. Goldensmith or Goldenberg or whatever his name is, Silverberg Smith, Klein, you know, the one who buys all the gold. It takes an Isaac Newton, Rick, to figure it out. What in the world can you do with gold in this day and age when already there are so many millions of tons scattered around? You've got to keep the price somewhere where you can control it. And commander of a fleet in outer space says, okay, guys, you do it, or I'm going to give you some more gold. How will you like it? Where do you want your next 13 million tons dumped? Ah, 10 cents an ounce. That ought to pay the debt. So, yeah, it's blackmail. I consider to call it light mail. And you once just say it's slow mail. Sort of like the contact getting to its destination these days, right?
Yeah.
It would help me if you all quit saying if. Because there's not a one in here that doesn't know damn well when I get ready to do it, it's done. And I can give you the secret of that right now. It is already done. You are playing out the play. Wally gentlemen can attest to it. Every play has a script. And for Sifapool, he's written it. Forget the story. He's written the script. And that's what you're going to use. All that happened to you are the Khazarians wrote the script, and you're going to play it out right to Armageddon. So help you, God. Please leave God out of it. If you are bound for destruction, don't pull me into it and don't pull God into it, because neither of us are destroyers. We're creators. And that means if you are of God, you are a creator. And you will demand of your mind that you figure a way. Now, I do not suggest that you go into competition with Dorma. I mean it. It is humorous, but I mean it. If I'm going to give her an idea, don't go decide that you are going to get the same source. You know, let's all fund the movie. Oh, okay, I'll fund it this way, and she's got this one, and I'll get it. And then you blow it right. I mean, how many times does this happen in a real estate transaction? Piece of land nobody wants. Nobody will buy it. Nobody will look at it. And suddenly, Wally says, that's a good place to set up a studio. Wally Lowell comes along and says, that looks like a good place to set up a movie studio for Wally gentlemen. I'll go talk to the real estate agent. So Wally, gentleman, has just left there. Ah, now we got something going, and the real estate people like used car salesmen, the ears, the antennas come up. And now Marge comes in and says, I think this would be a real good place. I'm going to go talk to the real estate agent on the side. Now we got three. Hot dog. And first thing you know, it's gone from $500 to $50,000. Don't do that to each other. Try it this way. God, I'm here. Thy will be done to the best advantage of the mission. And let God do something. He tries and he tries and he tries and he tries, and guess what? You're in the way. God, fix it for me. Well, get out of the way, dear. Why didn't you fix it for me? Yappity, 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 yap. Will you listen to me? I'll fix it, God. The lifeboat, the life ring, the helicopter, and death. Why didn't you save me? Well, why didn't you take the life ring? I sent it. I sent the boat. I sent the helicopter. I sent the plane. I even sent you a board to get on. But God would save you. Well, you've got to do your share. God ain't gonna save you. And I get the ungodly task of telling you about it. And once you're over that, I find that the more creative ones of you who never expected it in the first place are already off. Thank you, sir. And I want, this is one reason the public commitments to a given thing are pretty good, because it's too embarrassing then when you don't follow through. And there's some real embarrassed people around who thought they were important enough that they could do it. On their own, I am going to save the Constitution, I am going to fund everything, I am going to. And it's very hard after the arrows start coming back in the other direction, you know, and you're perforated. It's very hard to stay afloat. You like a sieve, and it, you know. And they have got you as long as you are behind their metal bars. And it's like Gunther, it's like Ron, I don't care what sort of strength you have. If they don't let you out, you are helpless. Mentally you're not. Physically they've got you. And if it requires physical presence at the bank counter to sign a paper, you aren't going to sign the paper, are you? From behind those bars. So this is why you never stop daily writing the governor of Nevada, I want Ron out now. Why do I want Ron out? So he can run around in his 727 from the Dominican Republic, perish the thought. Although it will be kind of nice for those committee members to have to fly out here to Mojave to meet me. This is not up for discussion. This plan of action, God has a plan 2000 also. And unfortunately, for almost everyone involved, including myself possibly, I have the responsibility. And it's very, very hard when I see the team members get very distressed. It's hard to stay buoyed up when all of the compression is pressing and pressing and pressing against you. Nobody said, dear ones, it would be easy. It will be joyous. And you're all eager just to get into it, whatever it is. I love it. Tell me my purpose and I'll do it. No, when you have a purpose, and it will rarely come until it's ready to be served. Wally Gentleman and George Fenoy have no doubt what their purpose is. They just are absolutely straining at the harness. Just let me do it. I need to make an appearance next August. I want to make introduction in Sipapu. I want to become publicly intertwined with you during August of next year in the motion picture. Now, why would I do that? Because between now and then, I've botched up so many of their cute little plans, they're ticked off, and one of the last ones they've got to throw at you are aliens, abductions, mutilations, terror. I probably will be unable to wait, but wouldn't it be nice if I could get my own Academy Award? I'll let Wally have, you know. But for leading man, actor, I have to be there. Good, great. And when you've won all the awards, the Khazarians aren't going to like it, and so don't count on it. If we can't bring forth a Schindler's List from fiction, we probably won't get any awards. But we will open the door, and simultaneously we will be building the studio and the television outlets. And you will make enough of a splash that they won't get in the way of your next one. there will be a whole rash of UFOs coming along on the screen. It's going to take unification in a myriad different areas. But for instance, and I always go back to Victor because Victor doesn't advertise in his newsletter, The New American View. You really need to be able to do this without having to accept advertising. There are some good journals that have some really interesting articles, and then 9/10 of the advertisements are for witchcraft supplies. I'm sorry. Witchcraft is fun. Mysticism is fun. Astrology is fun. That's all it is. It's fun. If you base your life on it, you will go by it in a controlled environment. And your future is not something for a fortune teller. Your future is for you. You to create. And if you are so content to let a fortune teller tell you that you're going to be hit by a Mack truck, and you have to go out and search for a Mack truck, then I pity you. That does not mean that you're quite a robinoid. It just means you're pretty dumb. And it won't cut it anymore. You can do that. Absolutely, you can do that. And I will even give you my blessing while you go do it. Because those are the things that make free will. That is what free will means. And I know that many of you have wondered what in the world free will means when I control, it appears, every move you make. No, I don't. By your own free will, you chose to do this. How do I know? Because you're not doing something else. Some of you are doing something else and still trying to decide what you think about this. That's okay. I got time. I got a lot more time than you do. Actually, I don't. In this mission, I've got a lot more time than you do. We've got the same amount of time. And I want to tell you, the wrong choices about spending that time are really, really uncomfortable. Because we're going to spend the same amount of time. And it's called infinity. It's a good idea to spend those eons of time in between activities doing the right thing, because it can be really a hot foot experience. You're going to learn. I am going to finish learning. You are never through learning. New knowledge opens up the door for incredible more knowledge. It's endless. And if you end your search right now, you're not even out of the primitive footprint. And infinity is a long, 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 long time. Now, I'm preaching to the choir because I'm reinforcing what you already know. You're here for a purpose. You just want to get on with it. A lot of things have to be brought in. And it seems like you've been at it forever because you were birthed to do it. And that's why the 7 years, the 6 years, the 5 years seems like eternity. Because it is. Excuse me.